It's the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C, where we uplift, educate, and motivate. Let's talk about faith, life, ministry, and so much more. Conversations from a pastor's wife perspective. I am Lady C, your host. Family, be sure to like, follow, and share Rise and Shine with Lady C on Facebook and Instagram. Also, family, head on over to CheriseCrump.com for all things Rise and Shine and all shows. This episode is dedicated to the beautiful and amazing Mother Joanne Davis. Thank you for your love and wisdom that you freely bless me with. I appreciate you and love you. Today, family, in the studio, we have a beautiful sister who is so encouraging, supportive, loving, and passionate about discipleship and new believers. She is such a beautiful soul, and I am so honored to call her my sister friend, none other than First Lady Terella DiCarlo, the First Lady of Glory Evangelistic Ministries. Welcome. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Yes. So I want to share with the family a little bit about who you are. She is the wife of Pastor G. Jerome DiCarlo II, the mother of JJ and Ezra, a minister of the gospel at Glory Evangelistic Ministries Church, and an entrepreneur. She is the owner of Lady T Skin Treatment, where she creates a variety of all natural bath, body, hair, and beard products. Y'all have to check it out. It will bless your soul real good. In addition, she is an author and has published a new book. Lady Terella is a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Rise and Shine, beautiful. Welcome. Thank you so much for stopping by. So tell us, catch us up. How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You look well.
That is good.
Awesome. So congratulations are in order on this major accomplishment on becoming an author.
Yes.
So how does it feel? How does it feel to be an author?
It feels good. I feel like I have finally accomplished something that I have been wanting to do for the longest time. I have written books ever since elementary school.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And I used to pass around to my classmates and things. And so recently there was a challenge by Vision Defined Women with Amber Mabry. And it was, I think it was the latter part of last year.
Okay.
Do you want to publish a book by the end of the year?
Okay.
So I was like, yes, I do. So it was a group, a women's group, and a group of ladies got together, and all of us had an idea for a book we wanted to publish. And so she gave us a goal date of December, something like the end of December. And it started, I want to say, maybe in November. I think it was like a 6 to 8 week course.
Gotcha.
And she would keep us on task.
Okay.
Ladies, you need to have this done. You need to have that done.
Wow.
And so it was a wonderful experience.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And so this all started from a challenge.
Yes.
That is awesome. Not like that, because sometimes we need people to keep us on.
Yes.
I know for me, sometimes I need people to keep me on task.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have those major accomplishments, things, and goals that you desire.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So I want you to share with the family the topic of your book and, you know, what was the inspiration behind your book?
Okay. The title of the book is I Confessed, I Believe, Now What? A Guide for New Believers. The reason I wrote the book is because I think we are living in a day and time where salvation is different.
Oh, that's good.
Than what it was years ago.
Okay.
I got saved when I was 23 years old.
Okay.
And I'm seeing that, I don't know, the same stick-to-itiveness that I had before when I got saved is like not there. I don't think the principles of salvation are so much being taught or received.
Okay, now that's okay. That's good right there.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I wanted to write this book because I thought it would be beneficial to those who have questions on what it is to be a Christian, what it believes to be a new believer, how to stay in the course that Jesus Christ wants us to.
That's good.
And that was the reason why I wrote the book, because I wanted to have something for people to read and see what salvation is really supposed to be.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you went there, because we're going to talk about this.
Yes.
Lady DiCarlo, what is salvation? What are we seeing now? What, how is salvation being demonstrated? What are we witnessing in this 21st century versus the way we understood and saw salvation when we were coming up?
I think we are in this stage that we are in. Salvation seems to be nothing more than a title given to some believers. Mm-hmm. There's no moral standard.
Okay,
there's
that's
no
good.
Biblical standard. Mm-hmm. There's no reliance on the truth of what God's word says,
that's
how
good.
We should be as believers.
That's good.
I see there's a lot of compromise. We are taking more on of the world than we should. I've never seen so much worldliness enter into the church.
My God.
And so now we have confused believers who think they're saved.
My God.
But it's not pleasing unto the Lord.
My God.
Based upon what the word says.
Based upon what?
What the word
well,
says.
Well, that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Many don't know what the word says. Mm-hmm. And then we have, I call them pulpiteers or puppeteers.
Yes.
Come on, DJ Mike. You know what I'm saying? And where you have a lot of these major ministries with major platforms, and they are teaching and preaching their own theology.
Yes.
My God, my God. So, you know, they're saying it's okay. You know, you can live a certain way, live a certain lifestyle and still, now we want you to still come to church, but now you can't serve in leadership. You can't serve if you haven't, you know, haven't cleaned up your lifestyle.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is good stuff. And family, I read it. I'm telling you, I told Lady DiCarlo. I was reading. I said I was shouting in my bed. Oh, it was really good. So, you know, can you share with us what was the inspiration? You know, what were some of the things that you have that had experience with new believers and some of the challenges or struggles or just some of the confusion of kind of what you had been witnessing?
What I'm witnessing is the lack of commitment.
Okay.
There's no commitment with what I'm seeing today. When I first got saved, didn't do everything right, but I was in church every Sunday.
All right.
I was at church every Wednesday.
That's good.
Even if I went to the club the day before,
that's good.
I still went to church. If you know, was hanging out or whatever, but I kept coming.
Kept coming. Yeah, that's good.
And then
good.
The word came and convicted me of my wrong.
Yes, come on now.
And I don't think that's what's happening. That we're not being convicted of our wrong. And so we continue to do stuff. And because my leader said it was okay.
Okay.
Then I can, you know, I can do what I want to do. There's no standard of holiness anymore.
That's it. Come on, Lady T.
There's no... you know, we don't read the word for ourselves because you hear stuff on, you know, you hear people preaching and people like, woo, and they have said absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
but
nothing.
Because we don't read the word for ourselves, we go for anything. We listen to anything. We get excited about anything. And it's not making us accountable to the lifestyle that God wants us to live.
My God, that's good. That's so rich. And then we want to live any kind of way we want to live. But then I just want to throw this in here. So I think it makes it challenging for the local church, our local churches. So when we see other platform ministries where rapping is played in the sacred sanctuary.
But is it a sacred sanctuary?
Oh, that's good. That's good, Lady T. That's good.
But is it? Because think about it. The pulpit has become a stage now. You know, we've dimmed the lights.
Oh, you talking good.
We've gotten rid of the crosses in the background.
Jesus.
We got rid of things that remind you that you are in the church, that you are at a sacred place where we're supposed to worship and praise God and reverence God. And so I think... because many of these leaders today they're not being held accountable, because mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the accountability to come from yeah. the stuff that we've seen recently.
My Lord.
And I have not seen it. And so, you know, so then, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where you get the arrogance of, mm-hmm. you can't tell me I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because this is something that, you know, people are accepting doesn't mean that it's right. And I'm concerned about so many people being led astray based upon what leaders are telling them they should do, because a lot of times they're not really, you know, you can hold the word of God in your hand,
yeah.
but are you really preaching from what the word of yeah. God says? We come up with these revelations
yeah.
that others will consider deep revelation, mm-hmm. but it's not true.
My Lord, my Lord. I'm telling you, this is such a rich conversation and so needed. And you know what? It's where is the accountability?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't ever want to lead anybody astray. And I don't think people understand
yes.
how God is going to hold mm-hmm. leaders. He's going to hold us accountable for leading his sheep astray.
Yes.
And not telling and teaching the truth,
yes.
because we want pews, we want
full.
Warm bodies, yeah,
yes.
in the pew.
By any means.
My God. So why was this book necessary for the new believer?
This book is necessary for the new believer because it gives instruction on, you know, the steps of maintaining
That's good.
A Christ-like walk.
Steps. I like
steps.
That. Steps. Yes.
Yes, because, you know, it's a progressive walk. You're not going to change your lifestyle overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like when I first got saved
yeah.
and I had my secular music.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you remember, I think it was Columbia House where you can get so many CDs
Baby,
for a penny.
Let me tell you something, honey. I had the postman at my place all the time, especially when I was in college. Woo! God saved me. I used a couple different names, but I know what you're talking about.
And I used that.
You remember that, DJ?
Yes. yes. And I used that subscription
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
replace my secular music with gospel.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So, yeah. So, and,
yes.
But now it's like, no, there's no change required
no change.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
And to me, yeah. it becomes like a thing of, I go to church and it's just like a social event. If we don't
yeah.
change.
My God.
That's all it is. It's not,
yes.
we're supposed to have an experience with God
mm.
when we come to the house of God.
Ooh.
And change is supposed to happen.
Come on.
And that's why I say in my book, keep coming to church no
keep
matter
coming.
What happens.
That's right. That's good.
Because the word will come forth and convict you of your
yes.
wrong. And then you say, oh, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And we have to be prayerful also.
Yes.
And asking God to take some desires away
that's
from
good.
Us.
That's good.
We have to be prayerful. We have to be, you know, intentional about
yes.
our lifestyle. We have to read the word of
yes.
God. And we have to know, you know, what God expects from us. And my two of my favorite topics in the book are everything church.
Yes, that was
and,
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And people, places, and things.
Yeah,
because I think
good.
That's where the struggle is.
Talk about that. Yeah, talk about that people, places, yeah, and all. Yeah,
yeah
talk
yeah.
about that.
So my people, places, and things topic, it talks about, you know, the change that should occur with the people we hang with,
mm.
the places we go to,
mm.
the things that we do.
Yeah.
Because we are so used to, before we've come to know the Lord, you know, we're doing certain things.
Yes.
And if nobody tells us that it's wrong, we think it's okay. And I think that's what's happening is nobody, you know, because, you know, I don't know how many churches and, you know, the pastor that you were talking about earlier, I went to look at the website.
Okay.
To see what. Let me see if there are some Sunday school, some Bible study. And there were all these names of things I did not recognize to let any new believer know, what is this class for? It
That's
had all
good.
These different names and things of that nature. It didn't say Sunday school. It didn't say Bible study. It didn't say, you know, salvation enrichment. It didn't say anything of that nature. And so if all I do is come to church for programs and, you know, things of that nature, how am I learning that
that's
change
good.
Needs to come
Ooh,
in my life?
That's
so
good.
People, places, and things is dedicated to letting us know that, you know, there's some changes that are going to happen with who we surround
yeah,
ourselves with. There's some changes
good.
That happen with the places that
yes.
we go and the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I give scripture.
Yes, you do.
I
yes,
give
you
scripture.
Do.
So it's
it
not
up.
Opinion.
Yes.
But yes. I give scripture and I also utilize the things that were helpful and beneficial to me. Yeah. I made mistakes. And so you can learn based upon the mistakes that I made. And I believe that the things that I put in this book were beneficial and helpful to me. Yes. I didn't grow up in the church.
You didn't?
I did not grow up in the church. I would go occasionally, you know, my grandmother, she was a member of a church for the longest time, you know, and then eventually probably in high school, my mother got saved. And, but I wasn't saved. Like I said, I got saved when I was in my 20s.
Beautiful.
And before that, you know, I go to church and I remember being with my cousins and stuff when we used to club. Clubbing was our thing.
I love
and we would always say, we're going to get saved one day. We're going to get saved. So that foundation was always there. Yes. There was always somebody. Yes. But nowadays, there may not be somebody in your family who's saved.
Come on now. That's good.
You know, because all of these, you know, we've got the young mother, the young grandmother. And so our children are growing up with no, you know, knowledge of the church and salvation and Jesus. And so this book I wanted to write because I wanted to help the new believer and not only, you know, once they got, but to help them to stay saved. And like I said, it's for the new believers, for the backslider.
Yes.
It's for somebody who's stagnant, who doesn't, I don't know what to do next or whatever, but I believe this book is helpful.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's powerful. It's powerful. You made a very, a great point. You know, there's a generation where they didn't have aunties or grandmas, you know, who were in the church. And so many are the only ones in their family, you know, that are, you know, connected to a church, you know. And so that is very important, you know, about getting connected, stay at church. And like I was saying, this book is for the current church member that's been missing in action after the COVID. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm telling you. So, Lady Torella, I'm just going to pivot just a little bit because I gotta throw this in here.
Okay.
So, I have observed that some of the saints can make it hard for new believers. Sometimes the saints get a real good dose of amnesia.
Yes.
And they forget where the Lord has brought them from.
Yes.
We are too critical. We're too judgmental. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind, tenderhearted, and forgiving with one another. When we love others, we demonstrate what the love of God looks like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to come up.
We do. And we, the way you deal with a new believer, you have to encourage them.
That's good.
When they come into the house of God, don't say pull your pants up or, you know, oh, you need to wear this. They may not have it.
And that's it. That's just right there.
Yes.
And a lot of times they don't have it.
Yes. They may not have it, but we want to encourage them. We don't want to look down on them and we don't want to be judgmental.
That's good.
And we don't want to, you know, criticize them forgetting where the Lord brought us from all those years ago.
Yes.
And that's why I say in my book, just keep coming.
Keep
just
coming.
Keep coming. Just keep
This is good.
And when we have a sincere desire to be saved, a new believer has a sincere, God will speak to them. God was, and so we as mature believers have to let God do the work.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I ain't supposed to do the work since I've been doing this since 1973.
Let God do the work. Lead you to speak to someone in the manner in which they need to, you know, be spoken to.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they don't know that, well, your skirt's too short. If they don't know that the blouse is too low, if they don't know the pants are hanging down. Young man, young lady, let me tell you something. In a sweet manner.
Come on now.
In a sweet manner. Honey, I love you. Or let's go buy them something.
Now, that part right there.
Let's go. Sister, I saw this and I thought this would look lovely on you.
Yeah.
And then when you see them, you encourage them. Oh, you look so beautiful. And then that might encourage them to want to wear more.
That's
I did when I first got saved? Because I didn't have church clothes. There was this store, I think it was called, what was it called? Lehman's. Used my credit card and bought all these church dresses. Took me a long time to get out of that.
But you had your church dresses.
But I have my church dresses.
I love it.
Yes. But
beautiful.
Yeah, but we have to We have to realize that we want, they've been beat up by the world already. They don't need to come to the church to get beat up.
Come on now, beat up from their family, beat up from the boyfriend or the girlfriend, beat up from society, and then come to church. Who wants to come to church and get beat up?
Yes.
My goodness. Lady Terrella, so what should discipleship look like in our ministries? Because sometimes I wonder, do we even know what the word means?
Yeah.
But what should it look like in our churches, in our ministries?
Jesus wants us to make disciples. And what did Jesus, we have to follow the way Jesus did.
Yes, that's
he
good.
He taught them.
That's good.
He was an example to them.
Yes.
And so that's what we have to do. We have to teach them the word of God. We have to be an example to them. We have to show them that this life is possible, and we have to be open and honest. And share where we've been.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you and lost a whole lot of the saints, right?
Yeah. I'm not telling nobody. Somebody needs to hear where the Lord brought you from, because we've not always been where we think
we are. Come on.
And so we have to be open and honest and say, honey, you know, when I was young or before I got saved, I did this and that, but the Lord cleaned me up, and this is how he did it.
This is how he did it.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
You know, Lady Terrell, I was just thinking about when I was a young girl. Honey, we used to have to get on that altar. Ooh, we used to have to tarry.
Yes.
As soon as we got saved, honey, we went to tarry, the mothers.
Yes.
Honey, we went to tarrying on that altar.
Yes.
And baby, when you got up off that altar, hey, glory, you felt the power.
You felt the power.
The power of God.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Can you talk? Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yes. And there's a section, power to live
right. That's where I was going. That's it.
To live right. We have to realize we can't do anything of ourselves.
Yeah,
we need something on the inside. Working on the outside to make us be pleasing and acceptable unto God.
That's good.
We want to, and I think we have to realize there's some sacrifices that have to come.
Oh, yes.
There's some sacrifices that have to come. But yes, it's important for us to be filled with the Spirit of God in order for us to live this thing out. And there's an example I put in my book about, you know, there's always a time when, you know, I want to lose weight. And so we want to, you know, I'm going to eat better and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But it always does, because that's the will. We're leaning on our own will.
Yes.
And so therefore we need the Spirit of God to help us to do the things that we desire to do.
Yes.
It's so important to have the power of the Holy Ghost in your life.
Woo.
You would not, I mean, it's amazing that we talk about the Holy Ghost all the time, but oftentimes people don't say, I need this Holy Ghost.
My God.
I need this Holy Ghost. I need to live right.
Yes.
It's almost as if I yield to the Spirit of God, then I'm going to be accountable and I can't do the things I used to do.
Yeah.
And it's so important for the new believer to have the Spirit of God. Like you said, you can tarry for the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
have the mothers and deacons and everybody pray with you.
Yes.
Or you can just pray, because it's a sincere desire that we have. God will fill us.
That's right. And the Holy Ghost, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost will meet you right in your house, in your kitchen. You ain't even got to be on the altar.
No.
All you got to say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And baby, guess what? He going to do it.
Yes.
My goodness. Lady Terrella, this book is so good. I'm telling you, I was stirred. Oh, my goodness. Family, I highly, 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 highly recommend everyone purchase this book to bless the new believers and new disciples in your family, church, and those you may come in contact. This is a necessary, powerful, Holy Ghost-filled resource and tool. This book is just as needed for the new believer and the current church disciple. You know, if you've been a member for 30 years, you need to read this book as well. Lady Terrella, can you tell us how can we order your book? What's the process?
Okay, the process for it is it's an ebook.
Okay.
So you download it.
Okay.
So you can either go to Lady T's bookstore at payhip.com. And the other link is payhip.com/b/y U N G 2, Or like I said, you can go also on my Facebook page,
awesome,
Torella Lee DiCarlo or Lady T Skin Treatment, and you will find the links there to purchase the book. It's a $10 purchase. Like I said, it's a download. You can get it for yourself. You can get it for a new believer. It's a gift that you can give. To me, it was a blessing to be able to write it because, you know, I think it's something that's beneficial to those who are struggling with this walk or who just need direction. So I'm grateful to God that he afforded me the opportunity to write it.
Yes. This book is going to change lives, Lady Torella. It's a powerful, much needed book. And you know what? I'm just believing God that this book is going to go to the east, the west, the north, the south. I see somebody in Africa reading it, someone in Asia, someone in Germany. So we, family, get the book. And it's so easy to download. Y'all, I downloaded it easy. I was sitting, had a little cup of water, and I sat down, and I'm telling you, it blessed me. You got to read the book. Please get it. Lady Torella, as we begin to close out, I just want you to take this time, if you would encourage the new believer who is listening, that young single mom or single father or divorcee or married woman, you know, or married couple, and their spouse may not, you know, be a believer. Mm-hmm. But can you encourage that new believer who may be wondering, God, can I do it? God, you know, I don't know if this God thing is for me. Mm-hmm. But can you encourage them as we close out?
Absolutely. I want to encourage you to continue in the journey that you started with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you accepted him into your heart, you made a wonderful first step. Follow on to know the Lord. Read the word. Have prayer. Find a church home.
That's it right there.
Find a church home. And no matter what's going on in your life, continue to go to church and hear the word of God. The word of God will change your life. The spirit of God will enhance your life and help you live out this walk of salvation. Regardless of what you get caught up in, don't allow the enemy to condemn you.
Amen.
Don't allow the enemy to tell you, see, I knew you couldn't do it. I knew you weren't, you ain't saved for real.
Yeah, that's good.
What you need to do is just continue on. Just continue to trust God. Continue to pray.
Yes.
And you don't have to pray like the mothers
that's
and the deacons and the pastor prays. Pray in your own language and the Lord will hear you. And you shall be saved.
Oh, my
God. And
goodness.
Endure until the end. That's the importance.
Yes. Family. Lady Torella DiCarlo, author of I Confessed, I Believe, Now What? A Guide for New Believers. Thank you so much, my beautiful sister, for coming on and being on the show today. Thank you for joining me on the Rise and Shine Talk Show. Remember, your salvation is a personal, intimate relationship with God. Follow on. He desires to have fellowship with you. God bless.
God bless you.